I feel very unqualified to speak about the Holy Spirit as cleansing fire. And certainly, although I recognise that I am on the road to being holy, I am a long way from achieving that, a long way from recognising God's holiness in myself. And I'm sure I'm not the only one who's feeling a bit like that. So I thought, rather than preach at you this evening, we would do something slightly different. And I hope the technology allows this to work. And I apologise, Howard, you're going to find it really difficult because I've got some picture clues and we're going to have a quiz. And we're going to have a quiz about fire, and particularly fire in the Bible. I'm going to show you, I think I've got 12 pictures of occasions when fire occurs in the Bible. So I'm going to show you the picture, and I'm going to ask you to tell me what the occasion is. Where do you find this passage? Where does this story occur? When is this happening? And also to think about whether this is a good fire or a bad fire, a fire we want to encourage or a fire that we want to discourage, to put out, because both occur. So I've got some little symbols with my answers. You don't have to write them down, but you'll see my answers as we go through, because if I think it's a fire that is a good fire, a fire to be encouraged, then I've got a little coal scuttle. And if it's a fire that I want put out, or that God doesn't want to thrive, then I've got a little fire bucket. And there were a couple of instances where I've had to put a different symbol because neither of those fitted exactly. But I hope that you'll enjoy this. I hope the technology will allow you to follow it. And I've got a reading for each of the pictures, but I'm not going to read them all. Some of them you will find yourselves if you want to, but we will read some of them as we go through. I haven't got time to do them all justice, but anyway, let's see how we get on. Let me know if this doesn't work. Ooh! Right, biblical fire quiz. Are we ready?
We are.
Good. So no, we're not ready. Let's try again. My trouble is that I can't see Zoom and my screen at the same time, which makes life a little difficult. I'm working blind here. Right, can you see, have you got a fire in front of you?
We have.
Yes, okay. No good nodding at me, Chris, because I can't see. I can actually in this instant, this time, but anyway. Okay. And our little fire bucket. Right, this is the first picture. What is the occasion?
Mm. Is it the Holy Spirit coming on
Pentecost?
It is. Acts 2, verse 2. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. And they saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. So what do we think? Is this going to be damped down?
Nope.
This is a coal scuttle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought so. So you've got, have you got the idea?
Yeah.
What about this one?
Pillar of fire.
That's the
pillar of fire, yes. Exodus 13, 21 to 22, as an example. By day, the Lord went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud to guide them in, on their way. And by night, in a pillar of fire to give them light so that they could travel by day or night. Neither the pillar of cloud by day nor the pillar of fire by night left its place in front of the people.
That's a coal scuttle moment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Fantastic. And the Lord uses fire to guide us, and certainly did in that instance. What about this one?
Burning bush.
Indeed. Exodus 3, the angel of the Lord appeared to Moses in flames of fire from within the bush. And Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it didn't burn up. So Moses thought, I'll go over and see this strange sight, why the bush does not burn up. Picture of God's presence and power. Coal scuttle or
coal
fire?
Coal scuttle
bucket?
Moment.
I couldn't decide. I decided it was so awesome that I'd have a pair of sandals, because this is pure holiness. So the coal scuttle didn't seem adequate to the degree at which we need to respond to this sort of fire. I just am blown away by this picture and by the picture of God's power and presence in that story. But yeah, I suppose it's coal scuttle. Okay, what about this one?
Looks like a forest fire.
It is a forest fire. So where in the Bible does it mention a forest fire?
Good one. I don't know either.
And
James?
Like Revelation?
No, it's in James.
Oh, the tongue.
The tongue. The tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a tiny spark. Mm-hmm. Tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole body, sets the whole course of one's life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell.
That's a water bucket moment, isn't it?
I think a bucket of water is probably inadequate.
I was going to say we need a hose for that.
A fire extinguisher, yes.
Was that the four? Daniel.
Yes. So who are the guys here?
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
And?
A fourth that looks like a son of man.
Yes, indeed. I'm not going to read this story. You'll find it in Daniel in Daniel 3. So what did I decide? Was this going to be a coal scuttle or a fire bucket?
Coal scuttle.
Hmm.
Oh, I don't know. You might want to put out the fiery furnace, might you? Yeah,
it's kind of neither. Yes.
I decided that one didn't want the sort of opposition that persecution that these guys went through. So I decided that the it was not a fire to be encouraged, but I was really pleased that the Lord went through it with them.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Elijah, yes. And I would love to read this one. I definitely want to preach on this story soon, because it's a wonderful story of Elijah and the prophets of Baal. Elijah says to them, you know, build an altar and we'll put the bits of bull on it, and we'll wait for your God to set fire to it. And of course, their gods are completely impotent, but our God isn't. Do you think I put a fire bucket or a coal scuttle?
Coal scuttle.
Coal scuttle, yep. I think.
Oh, yes, I did put a coal scuttle. This one is Jesus speaking. Sorry, Andrew, yes?
Well, I was thinking it could be Samson or it could be Absalom, but if it's Jesus speaking, it would be.
Something about the wheat and the chaff.
Yes, yes. It's John speaking of Jesus, really. It's from Matthew 3 or Luke 3. I baptize with water, but he who comes after me is more powerful than I am. His sandals I'm not worthy to carry. I baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear the threshing floor, gathering his wheat into the barn and burning up the chaff with unquenchable fire. And I thought it was also, it possibly was referring back to a verse in Isaiah 5. Therefore, as tongues of fire lick up straw, and as dry grass sinks down in flames, so their roots will decay and their flowers blow away like dust, for they have rejected the law of the Lord Almighty and spurned the word of the Holy One of Israel. Therefore, the Lord's anger burns against his people. So these are the flames of judgment.
Coal scuttle again, I think.
Abinabi, yeah. who in bring an authorized fire, perhaps, in the physical.
Indeed. Well done, Andrew. Less familiar story. This is Aaron's sons. Nadab and Abihu, they took their censers, which are like sort of little ash can things, pots, spades, I don't know, little things that you can see them in the picture. And they put fire in them and added incense. And they offered unauthorized fire before the Lord, contrary to his command. So fire came out from the presence of the Lord and consumed them, and they died before the Lord. Moses then said to Aaron, this is what the Lord spoke of when he said, among those who approach me, I will be proved holy. In the sight of all people, I will be honored. So this holiness needs to be real. Not contrived or put on. What do we think? Coal scuttle or fire bucket?
Fire bucket.
Definitely. One of those occasions where the Lord meted out immediate judgment on unholy behaviour. Oh, too quick. No.
Try that one.
And this is a tricky one too. Oh, well.
It's Elijah in the
cave.
What
do you think this? It's Elijah in the cave, yes. This is when he's seeking the Lord, and oh, my internet's unstable. Jeremiah 22:23, verse 29. Is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks rocks into pieces? Or 1 Kings 19:11-13, the Lord said, go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by. Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart, shattered the rocks before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. Then the earthquake, after the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, there came a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face, went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. It's all about listening to God rather than to circumstances. So I put a fire bucket. It's easy to listen to the circumstances than to think that they are God speaking. But it's not. As Richard already mentioned this evening, the Lord speaks in a still, small voice. Which doesn't mean he doesn't sometimes speak in earthquakes, but we have to discern his voice. Right, what about this one? This one refers to one of the songs that we've already sung. I hope you can work out the picture. So what is a refiner's fire?
Takes out the impurities.
It does.
Gold, stone, precious stone.
It does. If you heat up silver and gold to a high enough temperature, then the impurities are leached out, or the dross that comes off the top can be scraped off. That's another process to leave that silver and that gold much purer. And it there's a biblical reference to this in Malachi chapter 3. Who can endure the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears? For he will be like a refiner's fire or a launderer's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. He will purify the Levites and refine them like gold and silver. So did I decide that this was something that was a good fire? Or one to be put out.
Coal scuttle.
Coal scuttle.
An uncomfortable fire, but a good one.
Indeed. Indeed. Just two more. This ought to have half animals either side of it. But I didn't want to make it too unpleasant.
The fire of... Fire.
This is the smoking brazier, the blazing torch that appeared and passed between the animals to enact the covenant the day that the Lord made a covenant with Abraham from Genesis 15. BSFers will know this one because we've studied it this year. I put sandals on this one.
Yep.
Again, there's no other response. The Lord is amazing. Okay, what about this one? This is a bit more obscure, a bit more abstract.
Ooh. Lake of fire.
Sorry, Richard?
Lake of fire, Revelation.
Well, it is, yes. This is a place in Turkmenistan called the Gates of Hell. I don't know if anybody's heard of it. It is a sinkhole. There was a underground cache of natural gas that caused a sinkhole, and unfortunately Russian engineers decided that in order to get rid of this gas, what they'd do is that they'd throw a grenade in and set fire to it, because that would get rid of it. But actually, there was more gas under there than they realised, and it's burning still and getting bigger and bigger as it does so. And you know, they think it's going to burn for years and years and years because nobody quite knows how to put it out, having set fire to it. And, so these are the fires of hell. It's now a tourist attraction. So which of my three symbols have I put against it?
Buckets, yeah.
I haven't actually.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Not a place we want to go to, but the Lord is supreme, and his holiness created the fires of hell. They're not outside of his control. That's maybe a thought-provoking one. Well, that's the end of my little quiz. I hope you found that interesting. We are in a moment going to have communion, and I've got a song to lead us into that. But let's just spend a moment or two first, just acknowledging in ourselves that the Lord, who the Lord is, as a result of the pictures that we've seen. Just maybe focus on one of those pictures and allow it, the Lord, to speak to you through it.